And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the third week in a row of our Mad May month of labelled specials. And this week's one's particularly important because not only is it a TNS That's Not Skanking special, but all the bands, that's right, every single band on this week's show is appearing at Strummer Camp in a couple of weeks' time, which I will be comparing the TNS stage. So basically, this show's a loving.
Nice.
And what better way to start a loving than with Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, Drop Dead. So that was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Drop Dead, Tony. They don't muck about, do they?
No.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.
It is indeed. Well done. Tony Wong, Paulie B and Internet Neil. That's taken from their album Make Pigs Smoke, which we've played quite a bit off. Strongly recommend that you get your hands on it, basically. You're listening to... Hang on. Well, we've done it. That's right. You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Sorry, I had entirely the wrong page up there. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I want to give you information about Strummer Camp because Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and all the bands that we played on the show this week are performing at Strummer Camp, which is a festival that takes place once a year in honour of Joe Strummer. It's a not-for-profit festival, hence I'm not getting fucking paid. that I will be emceeing that Saturday and Sunday. I'm not sure whether it'll be all day or a part of the day each day, on the second stage, which is the TNS That's Not Skanking stage. Now, the main stage is the Strummer Camp stage, and on the 29th of May, it features Spear of Destiny, Godfathers and TV Smith as the main three bands. On the 30th, Blockheads, Pamela International and The Grip, loads of other bands on as well. And the same thing with the TNS stage. The bands they've got advertised being the main three each day are Saturday, Stupids, Cartoon Violence and Beat the Red Light, and on the Sunday, The Skins, The Dangerfields and Moral Dilemma. Loads of other bands on as well, including the Emos.
Oh, really?
Who had told us they were splitting up, but are clearly doing this one. So whether this is going to be their farewell gig or not, I don't know.
Right.
But it will be nice to finally meet them. As I say, I'm doing the Saturday and Sunday tickets for it. I can't find the ticket information now. It's about £60, I think. There is something going on the Friday night, so it's from the 28th to the 30th. On the Friday night, they've just got... it looks like they've just got four bands on the rugby club stage, so presumably inside. Cheapskates, Babylon Dub Punks, the Yalla Yallas, and Verbal Warning.
Oh, right, okay.
That's right, Mansfield's Finest will be there. So it's a right old loving for us lot. As I say, I'll be emceeing, and there's an outside chance that you might be there as well, isn't there, Tony?
Possibly.
There's a possibility. We will. I should think we'll know more about that next week. But I do stress that I would like you all out there to check out the Strummer Camp website, which is strummer, strummercamp.co.uk, for the information there. Or you can, if you want more information about the TNS stage, go to tnsrecords.co.uk. Find out everything there. Sorry, more sirens going past. It is exciting here. So yeah, so basically that's the long and the short of it. The long and the short of That's Not Skanking, as you know, this is a label special this week, Tony, is that they are also a kind of a DIY, not-for-profit label, who bring out a healthy number of releases. It has to be said, they've already brought out a lot of stuff, helped out a lot of bands, mostly bands from around the Northwest, but they do help other bands out as well. They put on regular nights as well. Just make sure you check them out, tnsrecords.co.uk or strummercamp.co.uk. Now, I'm very pleased to be doing Strummer Camp, because when it first started, I was wondering whether I'd be able to find a way in, because it was formerly at Manchester City's ground, and then it's moved out of town. It's downsized a little bit. It's moved out of town. But it's one of the sort of the best independent festivals around, and it's very nice of them to ask me to do it. So I am looking forward to it. That's pretty much all I want to say in this bit, Tone. I will be coming back to Strummer Camp as the show goes on, and indeed at TNS. You've been absolutely brilliant with us.
Yeah.
And I will just point out now, the album that's still available, Mainstream Music is Shit, Volume 2, which we're taking a couple of songs off this week's show off. 37 tracks of UK punk and ska, and do you know what? I think it's only about £8, and you can get that via TNS Records as well. So lots of things to do there. Time for song 2, is that all right?
That's cool.
Song 2 this week, actually, strangely enough, comes from said album. Because, you know, I've had a few... I've had incidents with this album whereby CD1 and CD2 did confuse me as to which was which. Yeah. And I have played the wrong songs before, so I've been very careful this week. And I can say that this next song by the Dangerfields, and by the way, what is the Dangerfields MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dangerfields?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TheDangerfields. Tony 1, Paulie B and the Internet 1. This is from the album, which is the TNS Records Sampler Volume 2. This is Gimme Gimme Rock and Roll. That's the Dangerfields. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Now, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Have you got any Podcast Alley?
I do, thankfully.
Few.
Yeah, just. Thank you for your votes so far this month. It's mid-May and we've still had very little votes. We've just scraped through this week. So if you haven't voted for us, please do get your votes in. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject in a comment if so wish, because I can read them out. I do read them out, so please do get your votes in this week. Thank you. And here are the top five, in fact the only five we have. Well hung. I like my podcasts, like my parliament. That's Black Cat. Thanks, Black.
Well, it's a very nice thought, but you're going to be very disappointed by this one, then.
The Baddest. Hey, hey. Just want to let everybody who doesn't know that Punky is Radio Supremo from Los Muchados.
Thank you, Los Muchados. I'm the baddest of the baddest, you've been gone. I'm the baddest of the baddest, you've been gone. I lay around here and I just drink beer. The baddest of the baddest, you've been gone.
Nice. Another comment.
Tony.
Yeah?
That was from my new album, Paulie B Sings the Reverend.
Nice. R.I.P. Tess. I would suggest the Grim Reaper if it is a threat for taking my friend away, but I guess he was only doing his job. Insane Star.
Oh dear, Insane Star.
That doesn't sound good though.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Thank you for the comment. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Insane Star.
Punky's great. From Dave
Tony,
Fitz.
I nearly said something very, very out of order then, and I stopped myself.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry, could you read that out again, Tom? Because
I'm talking. Great. Punky's great. Dave Fitz.
Thank you, Dave Fitz. Fitz Dave. I just wanted to hear you say Punky's great again, Tom.
Punky's great.
Again, is this volcano ever going to bugger off?
No.
Fair enough.
He is, apparently.
Thank you very much, you geological expert.
There you go. Finally, I have to confess, I have been cheating on you with another podcast. But Punky has my heart like no other. I would never vote for anyone else. Cheers, Anne Kay.
I was just about to say, has Anne Kay voted yet? Because if she hasn't, what's she been doing? And clearly, it's because she's been unfaithful to us. And
cheating.
Kate, I'd like to know what other podcasts you've been listening to, because let's face it, if you listen to us and you listen to that, that's probably quite a good one, or certainly quite good, in keeping with ours. Why don't you let us know what it is? We'll maybe review it.
That's a good point.
See how far that gets us.
Yeah. Any more hate mail or anything? Fine. No, that's it, Podcast Alley. Thank you very much.
Yes, and please do vote if you haven't done already. It is a bit odd, isn't it, how they've just
dried up. It's strange.
Yeah, because we have kept hold of, down the years, vote after vote after vote, and then suddenly some of you not putting the work in. We're still putting the work in.
Yeah.
Get up. This is a war against sound.
In the process, it's got dropped low as what carrier messages and we want to die. Things I say 100 times. In this time, we don't have much of our the face we drink. Guess why not take my life to fold. Stepping up on a case. This time, we don't have much of our the face we drink. Guess why not take my life to fold. Stepping up on a case. About some time ago, to run on this popular flow. Signing for myself. Double standards. The media echoes. Throw dress up animals. In the process, it's got dropped. Who is what carrying on? Messages out for one time. Things I say 100 times. In this time, we don't have much. The phase we create is what I tear my right to vote. Sips and vote again. The apologize and list out. Gripping by your law, function of frame on mind. To pull the world over your eyes. But since democracy began, it's never been hard to find. It's never been hard to find. Apologize and miss out. Gripping for your love. Crushing our frame of mind. Cause there's a man that's old. Bless you. Cause the man you are not shining like what in love. Politics to pull the world over your eyes. But since democracy began, it's never been hard to find. sacrifice your own bachelor frame of mind. Cause the man I don't bless you. To the man you want not shining, I want the name of a politician for the world. Or by your eyes, but since democracy began, it's now been hard to find.
That is A War Against Sound for nothing and no one, Tony. And what I'd like to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ A War Against Sound.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. This is from a split CD, which is, that's not skanking, TNS-008. And it features A War Against Sound, Sense of Urgency and Standout Riot. A War Against Sound and Sense of Urgency are on at Stroma Camp, and you'll be hearing from Sense of Urgency later on in the show. This is another one that is, again, I mean, they haven't brought out a bad record yet. Most of them are fairly cheap. Just make sure you go on the page. I know at the moment as well they're doing a, if you buy a Stroma Camp ticket through TNS, I think you get a free CD as well, and this might be one of the ones you can possibly get free, because we like telling people about free CDs, don't we, Tony?
Oh yeah,
I did look back when I went on the, when we did the Hispanic Stomp special last week.
Yeah.
I went on their website, hispanicstomp.blogspot.com, and discovered there's actually quite a lot you can download for nothing on there. Absolutely brilliant. There's the Hispanic Stomp Girls CD for this year, 2009 and 2008, and there's an Hispanic Boys CD, and there's an Hispanic Stomp sampler that's got about 50 songs on it, and there's loads. If you liked the music on last week's show, check out that page, because you can make yourself half a dozen CDs with all the artwork to go with them. Absolutely brilliant. Now, that has distracted me from what I was going to say now, because this section, Tony, I'd like to dedicate to sport.
Okay. Just sport in general?
Yes, and what better band to be underneath is than Dr. Slagenbury. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Sport in general, mate. I'll tell you why. Because I've had my annual old bloody Forest shout.
Yeah.
After we managed, well, it wasn't an unfair result that we went out of the playoffs, but it's just annoying that, you know, you finish 9 points above someone who in turn finishes 31 points off the team that won, and they have the chance to go to the Premiership. You know, it is annoying the way the playoffs work out, but hey, that's football. In other news, you didn't watch the FA Cup final, did you?
No, I saw the highlights.
Oh, the FA Cup, for the first half was the best 0-0 I've ever seen.
Is that where Portsmouth missed a penalty?
Portsmouth and Chelsea missed penalties.
Right.
In the first half, Chelsea hit the woodwork 5 times and Portsmouth hit it once. Yeah. It was a fantastic FA Cup final, just with one goal in it. It was really odd. So, unlucky Portsmouth. I did want them to win. It would have been nice, but you know, in exactly the same way that I wanted Fulham to win last week, and they managed to narrowly lose to Atletico Madrid, and I wanted Ross County to win in the Scottish Cup, and they lost as well, basically.
Mm.
It's not been a good week for me in football, but it has been a good week for me in cricket. Did you watch the 2020 yesterday?
I didn't, no.
Oh, it was fantastic, mate. We humiliated the Australians in the final of the ICC 2020 World Championship Cricket. It was a great match. It was a great match if you were English. If you were neutral, it was actually a bit dull, because we restricted them to under 150. And we, as Mike Atherton said, we won it at a canter. I'm pleased as well, because there's a number of people in who were being critical before the game had finished, saying, oh well, it's the two South African batsmen that have won it for England, and it's the Irish batsmen and wicketkeeper who's won it for England, and actually the people that won it for us were our bowlers, because we restricted them to a low total that sort of pretty much any 11 of us could have got. So well done, the very English bowlers. And I have to say that both the South African boys we've got in the team have English parents. Mm. So they qualify more than anyone else. I'm aiming this particularly at the Irish dissenters, who, because the Irish really like to say, oh, well, it's not even an English team that's won. Two words for you, Ireland. Tony Cascarino, the least Irish man to ever play football for Ireland. You've managed to let that go. And also, while you're bleating Ireland about the fact that there are people who aren't, if you like, 100% English in the English cricket team, why don't you have a look down the lineup of the Irish cricket team? Because if I'm not mistaken, nine of them are Australian. Anyway. And they probably have done a better job against us than the Aussies did. It was fantastic. So, yeah. And then just a brief note that I have been getting into the ice hockey. And well done to the Chicago Blackhawks for going to San Jose in the Western Conference final of the Stanley Cup and winning the first leg away from home. Good work. Excellent stuff. There weren't many people in the stadium in San Jose, which made me to think, does anyone actually know the way to it? So, yes, that's me in sport. Have you got anything you want to say in this bit?
Not bad. Nothing sport-related. No, don't think so.
Well, in that case, then, we'll get on with song four, shall we?
Yep.
This is a band we have played at least one track from these before. I'm just looking for... here's the cover. This is Beat the Red Light from their EP, Beat the Red Light, which was TNS 009 on this TNS Strummer Camp special. They are also playing at Strummer Camp in a couple of weeks' time. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Beat the Red Light's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Beat the Red Light.
It is Tony 3, poorly being the internet one. This is never a dull moment.
Between the lights.
beat the red light, Tony.
Nice.
Something I've managed to do on many occasions. Because not only was that song called Never a Dull Moment, there's never a dull moment when I'm driving. What I was wondering, Tony, was whether you'd had the chance this week to maybe look at the GoDaddy website, because I can't seem to remember a thing about it.
Yeah, I have.
Does that mean then, to the tune of Chromosoma 3, because I still haven't updated the bed, you could maybe tell me?
I certainly can.
Half your job.
Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website.
I do.
GoDaddy makes it easy to build.
Oh, the chuckle's back.
Oh, yeah. Makes it easy to build your site with the website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what is that?
That's a SSL.
Right.
And that will protect your customers' details.
They need protecting.
You do. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY7, that's...
PUNKY7?
You can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or, if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY8, that's...
PUNKY8?
Which will give you 20% off orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because your clients use it?
Yeah! Also...
That was more of a squeal.
It was a little bit.
That was like a pig laughing. Not that I've ever heard a pig laugh, but I imagine that's how it would sound if a pig found something funny.
But also there's Punky 9. That's...
Punky 9.
And that'll give you 30% off all .com domains. And also, there are now three additional codes. Firstly, Punky20H. That's...
Punky20H.
And that'll give you 20% off hosting fans. Secondly, Punky25. That's...
Punky25.
And that'll give you 25% of orders of £65 or more. And finally, PunkySSL. That's...
PunkySSL.
With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just $12.99. So, go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
I thought you were going to finish with a chuckle then.
Meh.
Thank you.
Thank you, please.
Sounds of Swami. Sounds of Swami, Tony. The clue is in the title. They will be performing at Strummer Camp, as all the bands are on this week's show, between May the 28th and 30th. Hopefully we'll see one or two of you down there. And if you are there and you see me, come up and say hello, because I'm no camper. And I might need some help, basically. I'm rubbish at camping. Have we spoken about this, about me?
No.
About the tent I'm going to buy? What I want to do is, I want to buy one of those tents that you just throw it down and it happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think it's the only way I'll manage to get a tent that works. Yeah. So I'm looking for it. They're about 30 quid. I'm just trying to find one to buy. But I mean, I'm getting off the net. But anyway, they're these ones. It's a two-man tent, so there'll be room for both me and my ego. And then, because I've got my inflatable mattress and my pump that'll work out the car, I've got that. I need to get my collapsible table, and I need my punky flag, which I'm going to fly from the tent. So
you've
everybody knows.
Got a punky
knows.
Flag?
I'm just gonna, basically, I'm gonna print off the punky logo.
Right.
Right. And then have it laminated or something, stick a couple of holes in it and tie it to a stick.
Nice.
And I'm calling that a flag.
Fair enough.
It'll be, if you've been watching me camp over the weekend, you'll soon realise it's a flag of inconvenience. Now, what is Sounds of Swami's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/SoundsofSwami.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B, and Internet One. And that song, the clue is in the title, was taken from their 7-inch EP called Halcyon Days, which has actually got, even though it's only 7-inch, because the songs are short, it's got 6 tracks on it. So again, if you are an enthusiast of all things vinyl, should be something to add to your collection. I just think you'll find out all about it via the Sounds of Swami page or via the TNS Records page, which I'm not going to do as a bit of this week's little game, but it is myspace.com/ That's Not Skanking Records. So maybe you could do that, or go to the TNS website, which I've already said is tnsrecords.co.uk. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Strummer Camp now, for no other reason than you haven't got a gig guide, have you?
No, gig guide.
I'll tell you what I'll do then. I might do a gig guide myself for what I'm doing this Sunday, rather than this. I'll just mention this one. This is the 23rd of May, the last Dolly remix year before summer break. And it features, as usual, 2 burlesque dancers, an excellent magician, a great comic. The house band, Semi-Detached, which is a great name for a house band, by the way, will be doing a sort of extended set. I think they'll be doing a bit of a set at the end as well, because the bands I approached to do it didn't get back to me, basically.
Oh.
So I'm short on one. So the house band does extra and gets extra. We have got a stall back again, and we've got free sandwiches and scones, which are the biggest reason to come down. Tickets are on sale in and around Hitchin, in Doobie, Farley's and the Victoria Pub, and in Letchworth in Rose and Dillon. Priced 8 quid, or it's 10 quid on the door. Doors open 7 o'clock, show starts 8. It's going to be brilliant. Oh, and I'm hoping in the next week or so I'm going to get an MP3 of the new songs that I did at my gig in Hitchin in Letchworth last weekend, which I'll tell you a little bit about later in the show. But I've written a little vignette, Tony. Yes, a vignette.
Okay.
Called Hung Parliament the Musical.
Nice.
Yeah, 4 songs, audience participation. Basically, did I mention this last week, that the 3 leaders I see very much as musical in the Hung Parliament? Well, so it's Gordon Brown, and it's Nick Clegg, and which is Go West for These People, and David Cameron.
Oh.
So yeah, and so basically I got the audience set. I said each time I mention Gordon Brown, Nick Clegg or David Cameron, and I set this up at the start of the show. I'll tell you this now. I set this up at the start of the show. I said, I want you to sing the bit. So if I say Gordon Brown, they went Gordon Brown and did that, but I forgot that I had to do the joke competition, which was, what's the difference between David Cameron and the volcano, which meant I had to say David Cameron 10 times. They were getting well sick of shouting out David Cameron, and then one bloke was getting so pissed off towards the end. I said, what's the difference between David Cameron? They went David Cameron and the volcano, and one bloke shouted out volcano. He just wanted the volcano to have something on to sing as well, bless him. I'll tell you more about last week's gigs later on in the show. Anyway, that's this Sunday, and Yeah, do you know what? I might get on with the next time.
Okay.
Have you done anything? Anything you want to talk about? It's a bit of...
We've got actually one possible gig. I think we're playing the Diamond in Sutton this Thursday. He says with such confidence, but you know me and gigs, I do kind of forget them.
Yes.
Yeah, we're supporting some metal band at the Diamond on Sunday.
Some metal band?
Yeah.
Like, why do they keep... Is this Right Hand Pink, the alcohol?
It's Right Hand Pink.
Yeah. So why do Right Hand Pink keep being put on with metal bands?
I don't know. We were supposed to play the Battle of the Bands, and there was some general confusion about the dates. We're playing there the 20th of June, not the 20th of May. So we emailed the venue to say, oh, we're playing this week. He says, no, you're not. But hey, there's a band on. You can support them if you like. So I think we're playing, and they called something metally. There's some kind of metal in the title of it.
Death, Danger,
Steel
rock
of Glory, or something like that.
Steel and Glory.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So I think we're on there. The Diamond in Sutton, I think it's a couple of quid on the door. It's quite a good place if you're around the area.
It's a great venue.
It's like a little Hard Rock Cafe, isn't it? Isn't
that little... It is. It's like a nice little Hard Rock Cafe in the heart of Beirut. Where it is awful.
It's not far off.
It's a fantastic venue on a really shitty... You do expect to just see needles in the street, don't
you?
Do.
Yeah.
In fact, you maybe do.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you do see needles in the street. But it's a great venue. So if you get the chance to go down there, get in your armour-plated vehicle.
Yeah.
Make sure you've got your military escort. And see Tony for Right Hand Pink and Danger, Death, Mortal, Battle, Sword of Ongar.
There.
Or something like that.
I'm sure they'll be good.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Next track.
Okay.
This is a Sense of Urgency, who, as discussed, are on the split CD with The War Against Sound and Stand Out Riot. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Sense of Urgency's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Sense of Urgency.
It is. It's Tony 5, probably being the Internet 1. This week's competition is meat and drink for you, my son. This is Lowbrow. Sense of Urgency and Lowbrow, which is, I think, inspired by this show. what I didn't mention was the band underneath is in the last section with the Dead 60s. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony. This week's this section we have the Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks again.
Hey, cool.
So what I'm doing this week, Tony, Tuesday night I'm at the 12 Bar in Swindon, which is a brilliant little music venue. And I'm really, really looking forward to the gig. If you're in the Swindon area, come and see me. I will be flogging CDs of that one. I flogged quite a few last time. And I will once again be performing Hung Parliament the Musical, which I'm really quite excited about. Because I realise, Tony, that it's probably got a relatively short shelf life.
Yeah, true.
So I want to do it as often as I can while it counts. And it's only on its second rewrite. It's not really finished yet. But I should think I'll get it just right. When no one wants to hear it anymore, basically. Such is my life. Then Thursday, I'm at the Walnut Tree in Maidstone, and that again is it's just a pub that's been running for years. It's free to get in. They have one comic who stands in the corner and does as long as he can. And it doesn't look like it should work. You walk in and think this won't work, this is never going to work, and then it works. Really good gig, really good fun. And I've been playing it on and off 15 years.
Wow.
But I mean not even once a year, maybe once every other year, but I go down there and do it for them. Just really, really like it. Pete the Landlord, he's a stand-up comedy fan and a boxing fan, and there's loads of photos of him with Frank Bruno and that all over the pub. But it's just one of these... It's a Kentish pub.
Okay.
And I'm a Kentish kind of guy. Then on Saturday, I'm back in Bournemouth at the Stags and Hens gig at Lava Ignite. So hopefully they'll have some hens in this time, because it was a bit weird playing to 80 blokes last time I was there.
Yeah.
I will possibly... Yeah, last okay. Weekend for last. Yeah, but that's the thing. I mean, you can do it every week because it's a different crowd each week. So if the people that run it like you, they pretty much say you can choose when you want to do it. So if I've got a free Saturday, I'll get in touch basically. So I can do that. Yeah, so it's cool really. And then as I say, someday Dolly Mixture. I may be out in drinking with my mate Stoobs on Friday night in Southampton. But I don't know where or when, so if you bump into me there, a bit of a miracle, but it'd be funny. Other than the gig on Thursday, will you be going out this weekend, Tony?
I don't think... possibly. Definitely want to go see Iron Man. I've been waiting Iron Man 2 for a while. Not seen that yet. And yeah, the gig Thursday, then hopefully go out. We're about ready for... a decent set night out.
I spoke to someone on Thursday night who said Iron Man 2 was really good, so
yeah, I've heard some really good things about it, but we've had no chance yet, but yeah, it's going to be good. And I think every weekend so far we've been doing something work related, like with a house or something, so
yeah.
we're far past the point where we need to go out.
You've got the new door on you're getting a new door, aren't you?
New door tomorrow, so the house is all secured again, and
good.
Hopefully you can finally finish it off and get somebody in there.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Right. Well, best of luck with that.
Thank you.
Right, then. This next track, controversially, is not a That's Not Skanking TNS Records release, but the artist is performing at Drummer Camp. Let's see how you get on with this.
Go on, blame it on me, risk it.
I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. Twisted quiet farter. I drink cabbage water. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter.
I'm a quiet farter. Quiet farter.
Silent rumour starter. You don't know it's me. In a lift, 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 you don't know it's me.
Me. Me.
What is that? You're awful smell. Wafting subtly an air biscuit. Blame it on me. Go on, risk it. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. Silent rumour starter. I'm a quiet farter. Silent rumour starter. I'll blame it on your daughter. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. Twisted quiet farter. I drink cabbage water. I'm a quiet farter. Wafting subtly an air biscuit. Blame it on me. Go on, risk it. I'm a quiet farter. I'm a quiet farter. Twisted quiet farter.
Oh, sorry.
So, Tony.
Yes.
That is Quiet Farter by the wonderful Paul B. Edwards.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm playing one of my own songs this week. That's right. It's a heavy dance number inspired by the Prodigy's Firestarter. I was very pleased with the line, I drink cabbage water. And also, in a lift, you don't know it's me, repeatedly. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Paul B. Edwards' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/PaulB_Edwards.
It is, you clever boy. That's Tony 6, Paulie B and Internet 1. What a thrashing this week. Disgraceful. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Have you got a twat?
I do, thankfully. I think it's the last one I've got, but it is. So if you do have a twat to nominate, now is the time to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple as that, really. Do get your twats in, please. They're all appreciated, and I'll reply to all of them. Thank you. And this week, it's a relatively long one. It's from Mark Ludina. Here we go.
Is it Funky Mark Ludina?
I don't know. Is he funky?
Funky Mark Ludina. That's that song. That song, Funky Cold Medina, isn't it? Which was by Tone Loc, or Tone Loc. And when it came out, everyone thought it was quite good, and with hindsight, it's about Rohypnol.
Oh, right.
It's a bit out of order, really. He said, this girl wasn't really going with me, so I dropped something in a drink, and whoopee! It's like, at the time, great idea. With hindsight, not quite as clever.
Alright, well, he says, hi Tony, I'd like to nominate Ted Tarvides as a twat. He's my wife's cousin's ex-husband. And aside from all the general twattery in which he engages, he recently did something that deserves a special call out. His son Alex had to build a car to race in his Cub Scout Troop's Pinewood Derby. I don't know if they do this in England, but in case you don't know, you take this little block of wood, shape and paint it to look like a car, or some other thing, whatever you want it to be, within the size restrictions, put some wheels on it, and roll it down the track to compete against the other kids' cars. Ted, who seems to only be around when it's convenient for him and when he can most annoy his ex-wife, hadn't started work on the car, so she asked me if I'd help the boy. I'd already built my son's car, and having done several of these already over the years, I have had some experience. The downside is that I only had one weekend to complete it, so I had to build the car quickly. I worked with Alex on the car, who chose the design, and then chose the car's colours, and I helped him make it. When he left, he was happy with his car, and the work we had done on it. Sadly, the car did not race well. Since I had to rush the building process, I was unable to test it. and said the car's results were quite pitiful, and Alex was pretty sad about it. Ted's response was to mock the car's design, thinking he was ridiculing me, not his son who had chosen the design. The car was shaped like a skateboard and was painted metal flake green and had some glittery accents. Again, Alex's choice. Ted says to his son, I shouldn't have let that flaming homosexual make that Wizard of Oz car for you. So for choosing not to help his own son, then attempting to insult the person who did help him for teaching his son hateful attitudes about people's perceived sexual orientations, for making his son feel like shit, and just being an all-round arsehole, I nominate Ted Tavrides of Chicago as a twat. Thanks for your consideration, Mark.
Well, Mark, utterly justified.
Yes.
I don't think we've got any problems there.
No, I think that sounds fine.
I think we can safely say this man's a fucking idiot.
Yes, exactly. So you ready?
Yep.
So Ted Tavrides from Chicago
is a twat.
Thank you.
And I hope his son's all right now, and well done that he built the car in the first place.
Yeah.
Right, so just one last thing before the last track, Tony. You remember me saying last week that I'd been sent an exclusive CD in MP3 form from Slovenly Records as a sampler for us to do an additional label special.
Yeah.
But the password didn't work. It was password protected. Well, it's magically just started working.
Oh,
so it does mean that in the same way that Oktoberfest spans 2 months, the label specials, May special, super special thing, will be going on into June with an extra one. So we've got two left. We've got a Japan Files next week.
Okay.
And then the week after that, we will be doing the Slovenly one. It's fantastic. It's only 44 tracks.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah. It's great as well. I mean, basically, I will be saying thank you very much to Slovenly Records in no uncertain terms, because it features a couple of Wowie Los Argos tracks as well from their latest album, Viven or Viven. I don't know how you say that. The Viven. So thanks very much to the people at Slovenly for that. Last track now from TNS on this Strummer Camp special. Just actually a couple of bands that I'm going to tell you about that are on. I have just noticed because on the Sunday night, a band I've wanted to see for a long time, The Hip Priests, are on the TNS stage. So I might make sure I introduce them myself. And on the Saturday night, Catchy Kebabs, who are one of the best ska bands in this country, are on. So it just keeps getting better. Last track now. This is from one of the main bands that are on the TNS stage, which I will be comparing over the weekend. Not all the way through, but certain points. I might do a few hours on, a few hours off sort of thing. Is a band called Cartoon Violence. Now, they are also on this track we're about to play is also on the Mainstream Music Is Shit TNS Records Volume 2, 37 tracks of UK punk and ska, which also features a thank you to us in the inside sleeve note. So we're all friends here. It's such a loving. What do I know, if Tony? Not that it really matters. What is not to me anyway. What is Cartoon Violence's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/CartoonViolence.
It is Tony 7, or Hawley B, and the Internet 1. This is Kite.
Show me the ocean, that's what I'd rather hear. Take me outside, I wanna see the stars tonight. I wanna be happy, I wanna feel I'm alive. I'll never be happy unless you both are by my side. Unless you're by my side. Gonna fly my kite as high as I like. Won't stop me, try as you might. Gonna fly my kite as high as I like. Won't stop me, try as you might. Gonna fly my kite as high as I like. Won't stop me, try as you might. Gonna fly my kite as high as I like. Won't stop me, try as you might. Tell me he's broken. Family up in two. I don't want to tokens. Something that I'd rather do. I don't like the shouting. Bring back yesterday. When it was better. Let's make it all go away. Let's make it go away. Gonna
as high as I like. You won't stop me, try as you might. Gonna fly my kite as high as I like. You won't stop me, try as you might.
So cartoon violence thus wrapping up the TNS special for this week. I do hope some of you can make it to Strummer Camp because it is a fantastic festival. And I'll get the chance to meet you as well. Come and find me by my tent. With my flag of inconvenience. It'll be by the mysterious Black Mondeo, which of course, being the devil, I drive. Thanks also to everyone who carries Punky Radio on their stations. There's three of them. They are
HussySkunk.com, WickedRadio.org, and Roach Radio, which you can find on Facebook by searching for Roach Radio.
And you will notice that I haven't done any of the things I've been promising to over the last few weeks. What I've been thinking is that while we're doing label specials, it doesn't make a lot of sense for me to do some of the features as promised. So MySpace comments will be back, and we'd like you to keep sending them MySpace.com/PunkyRadio. Also, I have now got two Judgmentals backed up, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
So in June, Judgmental will be back. These are I don't know about you, I just think these are quite exciting times for Punky Radio at the moment. We're getting loads of music through, and the only thing that we're missing is a few more comments. So if you are listening, please do leave a comment for us. And while you're here, Tone, can you just remind people how to leave a review for us at iTunes?
Yeah, just easy way to do it, it's go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our page on the music store where you can subscribe to the show, and you can also review us. You need to log in, it's free, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. They just help us out massively.
Well done. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.